Hello.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Kaya with Family First. Is this Carol?
This is his son. How you doing?
Hi. Good, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Following up with you in regards to the AA assessment that was done on the 6th with your dad.
Okay, so all went well. They had some issues because my dad is not on Medicaid, so...
Okay.
They were saying that they're waiting on something. We were still waiting for paperwork from the doctor to fill out the form.
That form, I can schedule a telehealth for you where they can call you. You want me to do that for you?
Sure.
Okay, so let me do that now. I'm going to have them call this number. Just keep your phone near you because they do make like two calls and then they're not going to call you again. So just be in New York. Right?
So do I have to be with my dad at that time?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
It's going to be from a New York area code, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was the other issue you said you were having?
That was just talking about Medicaid. Like he needed to he's not showing Medicaid eligible, so they were doing something. He was like, we can get a caseworker to kind of jump on this.
Eligible?
Yeah, like Medicaid. He doesn't have Medicaid. He has Medicare and Keystone, but they said that he needed to have Medicaid for the services. So they were just like,
I do see that he is. Let me see. One moment. I'm confused because I see here he does have Medicaid. It's just not active because you have to go through enrollment process, but he has it. Do you want me to text you your Medicaid? Let me text it to you so you have it.
So that's something that I need to do, like re-enroll him online or something? Like,
We're doing that now.
Okay.
So we're enrolling now for the home care services, right? So he has Medicaid, but it's inactive. It needs to be for the waiver program.
Right.
So he has it, which is a good step. I just texted it to you. One moment. This is Medicaid ID. Okay. I just texted you the Medicaid ID. I just scheduled you for the telehealth. They should call you. So that went well, right?
Yes, that went good.
The next step is, did you tell you what the next step is? Did you let you know what the next step is?
No. Well, basically they stated that somebody's going to be calling me to find a provider.
Yes. So the next step is his financials. Really, he has to get his financials in first.
Okay.
I am texting that to you now. It does take a while for the county to get involved in everything, so I'm going to text you his financials now, what's needed.
Okay.
And on the bottom of that, I'm going to put my email there. So email me his financials to this email, all the above that required, and then I'll email it straight to the county for you.
Beautiful. I think I can go to his compass. The last time I had to do financials for him, I went on his compass website and pulled his Social Security verification letter. That's the only income he gets. Okay.
Right. So I texted you what the county is going to ask. Usually this is for the patients. They do take a while to answer to emails, so I would ask specifically for your case, but they take like a week to respond.
Okay.
So I just texted you, so start gathering those, email them to me. I can email them to the county, and then the telehealth people will call you just so that we can get ahead of this, okay?
Absolutely. I'll get this information to you within the next 20 minutes.
Amazing. It might take a while just because it's a drop more, but that would be
perfect.
That's
fine. I just need to know what to do. I need to know whatever I needed to do. Yeah. I want to make sure I get that out the way.
So. On top of it. Perfect.
Perfect. All right. So I will be emailing you in the next 30 minutes or so.
Okay. Amazing. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.